Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is known as the Coach's Corner on Saturday morning. This is Ron Clayton. Linda's having a little challenge with her computer, her laptop this morning, so it's good to have a backup. And so today I'm the backup. My computer's the backup, but we're still running on the main rail, and we want to welcome everyone this morning as you come on the show. Every Saturday morning when Joel decided that he wanted to have a regular meeting point where through technology we could all get together and put our hearts and our minds, our spirit together as a team, working to really add more to what we have to offer, both internally, psychologically, through this methodology, through Blog Radio technology, we're able to create some more passion for each other to help touch lives. And so every Saturday morning, Linda hosts the show on behalf of the Hope Collection. And it's all part of the whole picture of the outreach of the Hope Collection, the 501c3 nonprofit Joel and Arthur Griffin founded over 10 years ago. And what's really cool that we have access to so many of the tools and the library and the books and the information that Joel has brought to us and every one of us in some way, shape, or form, whether you took advantage of a program called Standing Order, which allows you to be in the Book of the Month Club. And how exciting. I know Ardeth leads a Sunday night call with mostly the ladies, but anybody's welcome to be on the show. It's Testimony Sunday night. And what she uses is Blog Radio show or maybe sometimes they do a Zoom call. But what she does is she talks about the aspects that are tying, let's call it the bricks and mortar of what we do in building a IBO business model and the different points of ownership and the points of the product support side of it. Joel used to call it being inside the supply chain. And, most people today are outside the supply chain. And a good example of being outside the supply chain is when you look at what's happening in California, it's bogged down. And the reason that it's bogged down is because of a number of things, but it's very simple. You got products that were not manufactured in the United States, so they went offshore. And for the most case, companies went offshore because the tax code's written, it's better for them to go offshore and let offshore companies manufacture our products, food, goods, whatever it is we need. And in doing so, then we're at the whim of the rest of the world. Now, how about weather? How it affects transportation, ships coming across the ocean, get the whirlpools and other things. They have a name for them in the Pacific Ocean. They're not hurricanes. There's something else. But anyways, what happens is, so that can disrupt the supply chain. Then when you get to the docks in California, West Coast, you got to empty those ships. And what do you empty them to? Well, there's a big port, and they've got lots of big cranes, and they lift these containers off, put them on land, stack them up. And then what do you do? Well, now you got to get that product from that port to either out, like I'm in Buffalo, New York. It's not a nice speaking. And what happens is they use trucks and trains. Now, in California, they have incredibly strict and almost suffocating rules and regulations for the diesel truck to operate. And almost impossible criteria to make sure the people that have control of the rules there decide they don't want to have trucks that use gasoline. And so they think if we stop using trucks and gasoline, we're all going to be better off in life. We just have empty store shelves. So that's number one. Number two, the products, not only can they get out of the port because they don't have enough places to put them, we don't have enough trucks to take and bring them to the different cities from all the way from the West Coast to everywhere to the East Coast. Now, I know I heard from different different states that are offering to those shipping companies, the container companies, bring them to the East Coast, because on the East Coast, we don't have the restrictions. We don't have the negative attitude towards using trucks and to be able to deliver our goods. Well, that's part of the supply chain. Before you even get the food or the materials you want to order. Well, now let's take and say we get it to a store or get it to a warehouse. How do you get it? Now, the old way in the supply chain is you would get in your car or some kind of transportation and get to a store located somewhere in a reasonable vicinity. And when you got there, you go pick out and get a basket. You take your time and you walk to the store and have to stand in line and wait for someone. Now, they sped it up by using electronic read because of barcodes. And those barcodes were scanned by the price and in the computer that has the prices on it. So now they can put it in a bag. Oh, you got to bring your own bag now. And so buy a bag. So that increases the cost. And, of course, you have your car full, a whole bunch of bags in the back end of it, if you remember to bring them in the store. Otherwise, you got to buy another one. It costs you more. So you have your time, your money and time at the bags. And you got to pick the items out and put them in the bag to take to your house. And when you get to your house, then you got to take them out of the car. And if the weather's bad in the Northeast, we get some nasty weather. It's either, we've had torrential downpours in the last week. So you get to the house, you get in, you get all that. Then you got to put them all away. And now, if you decide to cook or use whatever you bought at the store, now you can do it. Now, that's time-consuming. It's costly. The cost of gas, cost of the possibility of your car getting damaged because it gets banged in the parking lot, or a shopping cart because the wind goes across, boom, slams in the side of it and leaves a scratch and a mark, depreciates the value of your car. That costs you money. Now, when you add all that up, there's an alternative. And I love it because Linda, known as the Smart Shopping Girls, the Linda pair, they have created a program called Smart Shopping. And they help people, and they're online talking about how utilizing our system as an IBO to set a customer POS, customer cadre of people. You don't have to have millions, but let's say you have a dozen or so people that like the array of products that we have to offer. And what happens is that they can go online, they can set up their own shopping cart, their own basket, and they can check out. And they can set it on an automatic process, so they don't have to get the credit card out. They got it in there. So now they just go in, and they go in with that any time of day or night, 24/7. They order what they want, push a button, and the products get shipped in right to their door. They just have to open the door and put it in and bring the box in the house and then put it away. When our Ditto delivery, they have an automated system. So if you buy something like toothpaste, or in our case, excess energy drinks, we buy them regularly. We have a system that we never run out. It automatically comes to the house about the time we run out. Look at that. The delivery's at the door. Bring it in, and in the cold weather, it doesn't have to go to the refrigerator. I just open them up, and I can be right here at my computer, and I can be talking to you and have one of my energy drinks. Right now I'm on a I call it Mountain Dew. It's a green label by excess that I love the flavor of. My second favorite citrus blast. Linda likes the berry and the cranberry grape. And so, we keep enough of those coming in the door. Number one, for us to use. Number two, for us to share one or two. We're talking to someone and we're having a good one. We're going to be with them. Hey, have you ever tried this? This is really good for you. And of course, that's where Sunday Night Show comes in. And you can turn around. And you can take advantage of how to learn about the products and how they're used. And there's different testimonies that are given so that people can have a really great knowledge base. When you go to the grocery store, ever ask anybody that's stocking the shelves about a product you're using? They don't know a thing. They don't know a thing. It's just how many can they put up on the shelf and how fast can they get out of the aisle and go to the next aisle. So when you have a customer, you got a relationship that you can educate them, give them an idea, expand the base of what they buy from you, And then they have the right to have their products. By the way, they're all guaranteed. And in a couple months, they decide they don't like the product, they still get their money back. And so will you. So it's a complete system that's really, really super. And because this has been developed over a long period of time, I mean decades and decades, it's pretty effective. And, you know, the company that stands behind all that, its name is, the corporate name for all the service companies they have is called UltiCore, but the product program is called Amway. And their reputation is gold. And, you know, when you can rely on a company that has such a wonderful reputation, their involvement in the community, they sponsor the National Easter Seals Program that helps families with children that have congenital diseases. I know not far from us in Rochester, New York, Easter Seals has a school that was once a public school and closed down. And Easter Seals acquired this school, and they've set up a center for families to bring their children who are autistic. And autistic children have special needs, and they have to have a very regular, very regimented time and place and familiarization. And this whole organization, I've actually been there. I've met with those teachers. I've met with the staff, met with the Upstate New York Easter Seals Board. And they're committed to helping your kids or your friends' children that have this disease that many people, that it just seems like it's become very prolific in our society today. And so Easter Seals is noted. That's one of their outstanding features, that you, as a member of the HOPE team and the organization that Joel and Artis have founded and trailblazed, you have access to provide that service to people all around you and families all around you. That's pretty significant. And so I noticed that someone that we love to love has come on the phone this morning, and I've been rattling here. I do want to welcome Artis to the show this morning and say good morning, Artis.
Oh, I had to get off mute. Good morning. How are you, Ron?
I'm fabulous. Thank you.
Oh, good. Glad to hear it.
Do you have wonderful sun there today?
Not quite yet. We are having cool weather, which is very enjoyable. So the sun hasn't really come out full blast yet, but we're supposed to have a beautiful day, and every day is a blessing. So, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's raining or shining, if it's liquid sunshine or if it's bright yellow sunshine. So. Yeah.
Well,
so yeah,
we're waiting for some folks to join us this morning, Artis. In the meantime, I've taken some time to do an outline, really, of where we are, where we're headed, and using and having the tool or the program of hope in our life, and really the gift of hope in our life, as you just said, how it is a beautiful day every day. And we're able to lift people up. And the neatest thing about this show, it's archived. It automatically goes into a memory file, and if someone couldn't make it this morning, that we want them to know something about what's going on in the show or what was shared on today's show, you can send them a link that they can open up and listen to the show anywhere. They can, on their phone driving down the road, they can listen to the show. And so you just because they missed the show this morning doesn't mean they can't hear what was shared. I think that's
right.
Actually dynamic. And the insight that Joel had in working with Burl Walk, who was the mastermind in developing the blog radio system. Blog was like the first online international techie product for mass communicating anytime, 24/7. Have it set up so it's automatic for getting places and have people joining it, and a lot of features that just didn't exist when this started. And, of course, today it's now gone to take in other aspects of visual, sound, and, again, additional services that like companies like Zoom. And they've taken that, does the same thing we do, but you can see each other. And some morning that's really okay, and some morning if we're running a little late, it's better to have just the sound. We could have a bad hair day, and you know, but just having the sound, it makes it very effective. Of course, if you had the Zoom call, you can always turn your camera off. I remember one of the very first Zoom calls that we were using, and the show was a Saturday morning, and Joel had opened the show, welcoming everybody, and a really dear friend of ours, and a gal who was the president of the board of Hope Collection for several years after I stepped down. Sharon was in her garage at her computer, and we know we've been to her home. They live in the Southern Tier, and she's standing there and talking and everything. And Don walked up behind her, her husband walked up right behind her with his cup of coffee. And Don didn't realize the Zoom camera was on, and it was a Saturday morning. And let's just say this way. It made us remember, realize, it's a picture in my mind that I would not be on Zoom this morning. And they're doing commercials. Actually, the commercial on TV where a guy comes out of the house, and he's in his tidy whiteys and a shirt, and he says, "Oh, are we getting?" I thought it was on Zoom. I thought we were getting started, and the people that were going to be at the meeting are sitting in this porch. He thought they were going to Zoom, and it wouldn't matter. So it's a funny twist on it. But the neat part about it is it's a communications tool that has evolved in a way that we can use it to reach people and touch lives, and that's what we do. And so, Artis, you continually have been a light, a torch for helping us go forward, and we're so grateful for that.
Well, it's available for everyone, and the exposure is what's important. So we all need to be sharing it more and more and connecting them with the tools that are available. For them to learn more and to get a bigger dream for their life, make a vision board of things that they had talked about having and or giving or sharing, and focus on moving forward on those items that they put on their vision board so that they in turn can really make an impact on other people's lives. The tools are all there. The matter of the dream, the matter of the vision that they have in order to share it with others. And that's why we have the tools that we have. And it doesn't matter, like Rhonda said, where we live, we can connect through technology and all these different devices that we have to stay connected and even see each other. And so that's important in our society and important for us to relay to other people that there are so many options through the Hope Collection. There's so many avenues that can be pursued. So it's a matter of exposure, and the name of the game for life is that's why we're here. We're supposed to be sharing. And one of the ways we can do that is in feeling more confident in who we are and what we have is by reading. And one of the tools that we offer is a book of the month. And I know the ladies on Sunday night, we've been sharing some of the things that have hit us from this book that we're reading right now, which is Read to Lead. And if you're going to have an organization, you have to be able to lead them. So the way to do that is by reading and learning. And I just read a quote from Socrates on one of the chapters. It says, the name of the chapter is Too Busy Not to Read. And Socrates has this saying here, employ your time in improving yourself by other men's writings so that you shall come easily by what others have labored hard for. So, and just thinking of that, we have a built-in mentorship in this organization. And that's all I could think of when I read that quote from Socrates, what others have labored hard for. And I think of Angelo Nardoni, who so willingly gives of his time and energy to impact other people, for them to be able to make some significant changes in their lives, not just monetarily, but understanding so many areas of life through the association. And so that quote really hit me this morning as I was reading, and the importance of freeing up our time so that we can learn from those others. And that means, like, for what's coming up ahead, different leadership opportunities, that we can learn from people that have the lifestyle and have the organizations that have impacted these principles onto others, so that they could in turn pass them on to others and make a difference in this world. And that's why we're here. So I just wanted to share that this morning. Hi, Linda.
Hi. That was because if we only know what we know without learning anything new, you know, it's, you know, we, that's why we read, and that's why we associate with people that are going in the direction that we want to go. You know, it's what you put in your mind is really what comes out. So,
exactly.
You know, this time of year, I do not like horror shows at all. And I refuse to watch any, you know, because I don't want that in my mind. You know,
no.
it's what you feed your mind is what's going to come out. And so, you know, having, you know, being around people that are uplifting and reading books that show how that you can grow both mentally and spiritually and physically and everything, that is what I want to keep in my mind. So that makes such
great.
A difference.
Yes, that's great sharing that you did. I was thinking when you said about staying stagnant, have you ever been someplace where there's a pond that doesn't have any feeder system to it, where fresh water comes in? You know what happens to that pond. It's a good visual.
Yes, yes.
It's not a very pretty picture.
Or smell.
So, exactly. So, you know, the same thing that is true for us as we live life is that I hope that none of us are at the same stage that we were in our 20s, now that we're more mature, that we've learned something through those years, that we've grown in all areas in our life because of our association and because of what we put in our mind and how we speak to others to make it
different.
Yes. Yeah, that pond needs fresh water to run through it so that it can be not so smelly and not have all the little
we need to be a
unpleasant.
Light spring.
Yeah.
Be a spring,
yeah.
Not a stagnant pond.
Right.
Always flowing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's funny where we are. There's a lot of creeks and rivers around, and you know we have, and it's funny how they change throughout the season. We have had so much rain, so they're like just torrents. Going on right now. And at other times, it's like a grassland because it's, you know, it's just
cut the grass in the river.
Yeah, in fact, they did. They cut the grass in the river, or the creek, or whatever. I guess technically it's not a river; it's a creek, but still.
Thank you.
Yes, Ron just brought me my chocolate protein shake, my Body Key protein shake.
Time for mine too.
I just, you know, we use the ones in the, not the pre-made ones, the ones in the powder.
Right.
And then we add, like with the chocolate, I like to add a banana sometimes. With the vanilla,
right.
I add, you know, frozen fruits and different things. So, that's what I just said, dear. Frozen fruit. So, anyways, that was my, you know, my tasty commercial for the moment. So, yeah, you know, and it's funny how I just got an email. One of my girlfriends just passed away in her sleep, and she's one of my classmates that were on. This is our eighth grade class, and we have a Zoom meeting once a month. And I can think I just lost Artis. And Kathy, she passed away in her sleep. So, you know, you just never know how fleeting, you know. I mean, I was just talking with her last week. Here she's. How do you get back on?
On.
There you are. Hi.
I don't know what happened, but I got back on.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry to hear that about your friend. And
yeah.
I guess those kind of situations make us more aware of the importance of knowing exactly where we're headed.
Yes, definitely.
That's
the first thing I thought. Yes. Yes. So, you know, it does point out, you know, that, you know, somebody I talked to Wednesday, you know, and it's like, you know,
right.
What happened? But you're right. And that's the first thing I thought, you know, it's like, you know, we know where we're going, and we just have to, our calling, our job is to help other people realize the same. So.
Exactly.
Oh, yes. Ron wanted to give an update on Len. Ron said he sounds wonderful. He said whatever the doctors did fixed whatever was wrong. So, you know, without him going into detail. Yep, that's how he put it. That's Len. You know, it's so funny. So, but so Ren, do you want to say anything that Len?
Well, he just is getting ready to kick off his kindness campaign.
Oh, yes.
Len
is working on his kindness campaign, and that's his latest thing with the Golden Rule Society.
Right.
Doing something purposely,
and that's, you know, you always hear the, what is it saying?
Payful.
No, there's another. Oh, I'm drawing a blank. You know, doing something without thinking, just being kind, but no, think of being kind. You know, instead of just, you know. Oh, I can't. I have to think about how that saying went that I read, and it was just really good. So by Sunday night, I'll remember it and share it because
okay.
It was so good.
Well, just the fact that it the more you practice it, the more it sits in your heart, and it becomes very natural. If there's someone that you know, is harboring some issues and finds it difficult to be kind, once they turn that corner and start practicing it, it becomes natural, a natural thing to do. And so that's another area that, you know, we can help people to realize how the greatness that's in them, if they haven't been told that or haven't been in an environment that nurtures that, you know, that's what we can do to help them. And in turn, as they grow, they can pass it on to others. And that's
right.
That's what we're called to do. So
excellent.
Yeah. So here we are at the end of the month.
Yes. This month just flew by too.
Tomorrow is the day.
Yeah. Next Saturday. Yes. It's Saturday already. Yeah, tomorrow is the 31st. Next Saturday, we are not going to be here because we will be in Syracuse or Fayetteville speaking to the Schaffler Group.
Right.
And so that's really going to be exciting.
Right.
They have quite a program.
Did you, can you just send that to me if they sent you an email?
I'm sorry, I should have. Yes, I'll forward it right to you. Yeah, I'm on
Did you
computer. To send it to Debbie,
I did. Send it to Debbie? Okay, good.
Yes, days ago. And, I should have sent it to you at the same time because it is quite the program. I'm really looking forward to it. From 10 to noon, they have a product fair with customers coming and demonstrations and all things, and then a luncheon, a potluck luncheon, so we have to figure out what we can bring. And then from 1 to 3, different speakers, and including Ron and then Linda and I. So it's really so well organized. It's really cool. So yes, definitely I'll send that right over to you. So
Speaking of demonstrations, we talked about that for tomorrow night.
Yes.
So have you picked one?
Oh, I was supposed to get back to you. No. But
I don't mean to put you on the spot.
I have so many things. Yes, I have to pick one. And it's funny because if I do put that mask on and then kids come to the door, I can really scare them. But by 9 o'clock, they shouldn't be coming to the door anyway. I'll do that, and they'll never come to get candy at our house ever again. I have to narrow it down. I have a couple things, so unless I can make them quick. I will figure out. I'm not doing the mask. I know that that Sharon said she's going to use the cream mask, so I won't do that, but I'll do something fun. So, but I'll send you a quick email, and I'll send forward the thing from Cheryl Downer. So, I'm getting ready to go again to see my mom. By appointment. It's ridiculous. November 4th, they're supposed to start having more open, you know, visitation and everything.
Right.
But I'm trying to break it to her nicely that, you know, she keeps saying, this is fine, but I want to go home. And it's like, and so we're blaming it on the doctor. The doctor says.
Yeah. Because They have broad shoulders, so, you know.
Yeah, which is true. Yeah. So what do you need, honey? Oh, here.
Well, that's fine. Go do what you need to do and send her our love, and we'll close out for today.
All righty.
The people said
that he had an appointment at 9, so they they were out today. So, well, it was so wonderful talking with you, and I look forward to a Zoom call. Good thing we don't have Zoom calls on Saturday morning.
Yes, it is very good. So, have a great one.
Ron spoke with Juliana. And and they said to say hi to you.
Oh, okay, good. Well, sometime when it's convenient, Mon, you can give me a call and we can get caught up a little bit.
Okay, will do.
Okay?
Will do.
All right.
Alrighty.
Have a
good
great day. Have a great
you
weekend.
Too.
All right.
You too. Talk
bye
tomorrow.
Now. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.